On my first day on the Appalachian Trail, I made the decision to stop for the day at Stover Creek Shelter. In short time, I was joined there by several other hikers who, similarly, had decided to call it a day there. Among those hikers was a young lady and her boyfriend who were through hiking the trail together. Her trail name was Ramkop. For the life of me, I cannot remember his name, although I do know that he didn't have a trail name. They arrived very shortly after me and settled into the back, right corner of the shelter. Ramkop's very first desire was to tag the shelter with her trail name. Myself, her boyfriend and another hiker who had also arrived assisted her in moving the picnic table over to where she wanted to place her tag. With a borrowed Sharpie and standing on both the picnic table and two sleeping pads, she proceeded to draw a ram and her trail name in the upper left of the shelter, near the rafters. You could go there today and it'll still be there. As other hikers arrived, I made sure to claim my stake for the area I wanted to sleep at the left front of the platform. Every person that arrived was just awesome people. There was Joe who, at 68, had just completed the Florida Trail and was now through hiking the At. Julie, who happened to arrive with Joe but made it abundantly clear that she wasn't with Joe. Also, a group of young men who were most definitely traveling together. Dwayne, Caleb, Jason and two others whose names escape me. I came to refer to that group as the Stoners and said that they could now rename this shelter as Stoner Creek Shelter. These gentlemen arrived and immediately broke out the pot and started passing it around. All in all, a very fun and nice group of people. As the day began to wane, we decided that we were going to start a campfire for that night. Everyone started gathering dead wood for the fire, including Ramkop's boyfriend. For identification purposes, I'm going to refer to Ramkop's boyfriend as John going forward. We all went off in different directions in search of the perfect firewood for what was to be our perfect campfire. John went off back in the direction from which we'd all come, south down the trail. About 10 minutes later, we were all placing our varying sized stacks of wood at the fire ring. All, that is, except John. John had gotten a little turned around and, instead of walking right up the trail to the shelter, was bushwhacking his way up a small incline through some pretty thick growth. Apparently, the forest wasn't too happy with John for going off trail and, as he stepped over a high section of undergrowth, a branch from a small tree broke sprung free and caught John directly in his right eye. John immediately dropped the wood he was carrying and, essentially, felt his way back to camp. Ramkop grabbed a hold of him and added him back to the shelter in their area within. Ramkop and John, except for a short trip to the fire later on, pretty much stayed in their spot for the remainder of the night. The following morning, as everyone was discussing the possibility of staying at this shelter for another day due to impending strong storms, all except the Stoners did, I glanced back toward the area where Ramkop and John were set up and it appeared Ramkop was performing some type of surgery on John's eye. As it turned out, she was using tweezers to remove a half-inch splinter from his eye. She fashioned him an eye patch out of some scrap leather she had and, about a half hour later, Ramkop and John returned southbound, ending their hike. These two young people, who had just thru-hiked the Pinhoti Trail, were done on the At after a short 3 to 4 mile hike in. As I watched Ramkop leading John away like a blind person, I felt a pang of grief for their aborted adventure. However, I also felt a strong feeling of happiness that they had each other. They clearly were in love and cared deeply for each other. It was clear John trusted her implicitly as he went exactly where she led him, and it was clear that Ramkop loved John as she held him close and took amazing care of him. I sincerely hope that I may one day be graced by their presence again. Ramkop and John, if by some chance you should read this, please contact me. I would love to know how John is doing and also if you have any plans to return to the Appalachian Trail. I'd love to be there if you do. Happy trails.